January 6th through the 12th. 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 7. I will go and do. Your preparation as a Sunday school teacher begins with your personal study of the Scriptures. Pay attention to and record the spiritual promptings you receive. Come follow me for individuals and families can supplement your study. Invite sharing. Many of your class members are probably familiar with 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 7, but each time we read the Scriptures, we can learn truths that apply to our current circumstances. To begin your discussions, perhaps you could ask class members what they learned or were reminded of as they studied this week. Teach the doctrine. 1 Nephi chapter 1 and chapters 3 through 6. The Scriptures are of great worth. One prominent message in the Book of Mormon is the great value of the Word of God. This could be a good message to share as your class begins studying the Book of Mormon. You could begin by asking each class member to select a chapter from 1 Nephi chapter 1 or chapters 3 through 6 and scan it, looking for ways the Word of God directly or indirectly blessed Lehi's family. Class members may benefit from doing this activity in small groups. Then invite individuals to share what they find. What do these accounts teach us about the importance of the Scriptures? One of your goals as a teacher is to encourage individuals and families to study the gospel outside of class. Perhaps you could invite class members to examine how Lehi studied the brass plates. See 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 10 through 19. And then you could ask questions like the following. What was Lehi's attitude toward the Scriptures? What did he find of value in them? Class members could also explore Elder Richard G. Scott's message, The Power of Scripture, from Ensign or Liahona, November 2011, or read an excerpt from this message in Additional Resources. How can we apply Elder Scott's teachings as we study the Book of Mormon this year? As a class, you could sing a hymn about the Scriptures, such as I Search the Holy Scriptures. See Hymns, number 277. You could then invite class members to share how their personal Scripture study has blessed their lives. They could also share how the Scriptures have inspired them to come unto God and be saved. See 1 Nephi chapter 6, verse 4. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 19, and chapter 3, verses 28 through 31. We can gain our own testimonies as we soften our hearts. Nephi is known for his powerful faith in the Lord, but it may be helpful for class members to realize that he had to work to gain his testimony, just as we all do. Perhaps class members could identify in 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 16 through 19, what made it possible for Nephi to gain his witness. They could also review verses 11 through 14 to observe why Laman and Lemuel didn't gain a witness. This might be a good time to invite class members to share how they gained their testimonies. Sometimes we might want to have a miraculous experience in order to gain or strengthen our testimonies. But Laman and Lemuel encountered an angel, yet their faith seemed minimally affected. What can class members learn from this experience described in 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 28 through 31, about what strengthens our own testimonies? See also 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 16. Consider sharing the quotation by President Harold B. Lee in Additional Resources. What can we do to keep our testimony strong? 1 Nephi chapters 3 and 4. God will prepare a way for us to do His will. The experience of Lehi's sons in 1 Nephi chapters 3 and 4 may seem exceptional, but many of us have had experiences where we followed God's will, even though it seemed difficult. As class members read 1 Nephi chapters 3 and 4 this week, what truths did they find that reminded them of a personal experience? Maybe you could ask class members to share verses that taught these truths and invite them to share their experiences. How do these truths help us when we are expected by God to do something that seems difficult? You could divide the class into three groups and assign each group to study one of the attempts to get the brass plates from Laban. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 9 through 21, 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 22 through 31, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and also 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 5 through 38. Then you can invite each group to share what each of these attempts teaches us about accomplishing the Lord's will. How do these examples apply to our own efforts to do God's will? Encourage learning at home. To inspire class members to read 1 Nephi chapters 8 through 10, you might share this statement from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Quote, "With so many forces trying to draw us away, how do we keep our vision fixed on the glorious happiness promised to the faithful? I believe the answer can be found in a dream that a prophet had thousands of years ago. The prophet's name is Lehi, and his dream is recorded in the precious and wonderful Book of Mormon." End quote. From Three Sisters, Ensign Orleahona, November 2017. Additional resources, Book of Mormon videos. Find videos that depict accounts from 1 Nephi 1 through 7 in the Book of Mormon videos collection on churchofjesuschrist.org or the Gospel Library app. The Scriptures have potent power. Elder Richard G. Scott testified of the value of the Scriptures, quote, "Scriptures are like packets of light that illuminate our minds and give place to guidance and inspiration from on high. They can become the key to open the channel to communion with our Father in heaven and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. The Scriptures can become stalwart friends that are not limited by geography or calendar. They are always available when needed. Their use provides a foundation of truth that can be awakened by the Holy Ghost. Learning, pondering, searching, and memorizing Scriptures is like filling a filing cabinet with friends, values, and truths that can be called upon any time, anywhere in the world. Pondering a passage of Scripture can be a key to unlock revelation and the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Scriptures can calm an agitated soul, giving peace, hope, and a restoration of confidence in one's ability to overcome the challenges of life. They have potent power to heal emotional challenges when there is faith in the Savior. They can accelerate physical healing." End quote. From The Power of Scripture, Ensign Orleahona, November 2011. Our testimonies must be renewed daily. President Harold B. Lee taught, quote, "That which you possess today in testimony will not be yours tomorrow unless you do something about it." End quote. From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Harold B. Lee, page 43. Improving our teaching. Use stories and examples to teach gospel principles. Many of the eternal truths in the Scriptures are taught through the experiences or stories they contain. As you prepare to teach, think of experiences you have had that could add a second witness to the accounts in the Scriptures and the principles they illustrate. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 22.